guys, this is Rivian Rundown. My name is Isaiah.
I'm Zach.
And this is Rivian Rundown episode 2. So last episode, our first episode, I guess I'll kind of preface this. I tried to upload it on YouTube. I was having some Premiere Pro exporting issues, but hopefully this episode, you see it on YouTube. So if you're watching on YouTube, that's a good sign that something went right. But we're here for another episode to talk about the latest Rivian news. Last week, we talked about the R2 charge port, and that was kind of like the really big thing. We kind of prefaced the 2024 software update, and we have some extensions about those stories coming into this week. So let's get started.
Let's go.
Awesome. Alrighty. So first thing we talk about is the travel kitchen.
Yes, the travel kitchen.
So if you're not up to date, Rivian has released a $1,400 travel kitchen, and this is supposedly replacing the infamous camp kitchen that Rivian had for the Rivian R1T. Now, from a cost perspective, right, it makes more sense for Rivian to produce a smaller, just more efficient machine that can fit for both the R1T and R1S instead of making something that just fits for the R1T. But yep. This travel kitchen is a 2 induction stove burner, which has like a side countertop and a drawer. You can add lights to it. And it just plugs into a regular 120 volt outlet. So you can plug this into the back of your R1T or R1S while you're camping, and it will run off the power of your vehicle. So it allows you to cook on the go. I think the biggest thing, something I saw Zach talk about and something that I kind of find funny, is the price. So it's,
yeah,
what was last week? $1,400.
It's a lot. But considering like everything else that's relatively close to what that is, I mean, it's a bargain. Like the camp kitchen that I usually recommend to everybody is the Thunderbolt Adventure Supply one. And those start at like $3,200. So this is literally half that. And I mean, granted, I think they actually, I know that they did. They just released one for the R1S as well. I've actually seen it in person. It's actually pretty awesome. But yeah, they have both. So they have one for the R1T and one for the R1S. The one for the R1T kind of takes over for the one that Rivian was going to make. The Thunderbolt makes it out of wood as opposed to aluminum. And they're all handmade, which is pretty cool also.
But yeah, you're supporting
a small business, local business, because well, at least local to me. They actually live in downtown San Francisco. They're members of the Bay Area Rivian Club. I'm actually going to get to see them and meet them in person for the first time next week at the Electrify, or this weekend. Oof, at the Electrify Expo in San Francisco as well. So that'll be kind of exciting. And they'll be there with their R1T camp kitchen and their new R1S one as well. So it'll be kind of interesting because I know Rivian's going to be bringing theirs also. So it'll be cool to see like a direct comparison. So yeah, I'm going to try to get some video of both and be like, which one do you like better?
That'd be awesome. I'm looking forward to seeing that. I guess side by side, you get a more full idea of what Rivian is providing. But as I said, right, the camp kitchen that Thunderbolt is producing is double the cost, but you're getting more than double the product. And I think that's what we say, double the cost, but it sounds we're like, oh, it's double the cost, so it's worse. But no, it's double the cost, and it's like way 10 times better what you're getting.
Oh yeah, it is definitely worth the extra money that you're spending on that, just with the amount of like storage space, the quality of the product itself, as well as like the stove part and other things like that. Like it's just great.
Yeah, I've seen and I was talking to Sarah and Matthew and the owners of Adventure Thunderbolt Adventure Supply. I've seen the ways that they've gone to for customer service and shipping things for people and flying and bringing things to people. So you're also just getting that one-on-one, you know, if something's wrong, they will be able to take care of you. R1T and R1S travel kitchen. For those lucky enough to watch this on YouTube, you get the full kind of video presented to you and kind of get a look. If not, check our social medias. If you haven't seen already, you'll get the full picture. But it is a $1,400 stovetop. They also released a few other products. Rivian has always had a few kitchen items, cutlery, and cups available. They've now released an apron, I believe it's $95. It is kind of cool. I thought about it. But we got a nice Rivian apron. I have no need for an apron.
If you bought that, I would have flown down to see you and like beat you with $95 for an apron is absurd. I made a joke on X. I was like, great, a $95 apron to go with your $80 t-shirt and your $210 adventure shorts.
I saw that post.
Yeah,
it's so bold with the pricing. They have the $200 pants and $2 jackets and shirts, and they know their
client. As I sit here wearing a Rivian shirt that I bought, I think this is the Laguna Space one, and I think I paid $35 or $40 for it. So,
listen, when I went to the Rivian R2 unveiling, I went with the person I met with when I got there was Kevin Melnick, and I've mentioned him in the last episode. Good friend who lives in Orlando. We met there, had the same hotel room. It was cool. But before the event, the day before, we went to the Rivian gear shop. So Rivian has like a merch store, just a nice room with all of the merchandise that you can buy, from gear supplies for your Rivian, from merchandise for you. And unlike all of the other, I guess, Rivian gear shops, in-person shops, they had surfboards.
Yes.
And there were a lot of surfboards there. And this is like, while we're in there, right, they're setting up the R2. So you can hear the construction and the moving things. And apparently when we got there, the R2 was just hiding inside. Mm-hmm. But we're there, and he bought a surfboard, I think, for like $2,500.
That's worth it, though. Those are nice surfboards, man.
They're really nice. And apparently, RJ, I think there's one RJ signed. I think RJ might have signed it.
Oh, cool.
And it was the same thing you see in the promotion. So if you see a surfboard that is kind of like a rainbow, but it's all the Rivian colors. So it has Red Canyon, Compass Yellow, Launch Green, Forest Green, Black Mountain, Black Midnight. I'm forgetting all the Rivian colors. Right. Something like Nature White. All the Rivian colors were on the surfboard, and it's the one they use in all the promotion. But he bought that from there, and it's expensive. It's a surfboard as well, so the price is kind of justified. But yeah, Rivian is there.
Yeah.
They know their clientele. They know someone's going to come in here and buy a $2,000 surfboard and go home with it. But you get your shirt. What'd you get to? I remember you said last episode, you went to the Venice Space.
Venice and Laguna.
Laguna. And you got a shirt from there.
I picked up one from both. I'm going back to LA in October. And I'll probably pick up one from Pasadena, because that's actually closer than Venice and Laguna to where my mom lives, because I always stay with her. So that'll be nice.
Yeah. As I said, follow Zach on Instagram or Twitter. Yep.
If you're on YouTube, it's right here. That's follow me here.
right
there. And then there. Follow Isaiah over here. My camera's right back.
There you go.
there. That window. Oh my God. All right.
Awesome. All right. So we have the 2024.27 software update. I've been calling it 2024.27, but I guess it's the same thing. I'm not. 2024.27 software update, which introduced Audible and Apple Music last week. We talked about it, kind of prefaced. And this week we actually have it. I got mine maybe like the fourth or fifth wave. You've had it for, I think you got the wave
before me. I think I got mine the second day it was out.
I got mine the third.
Well, and the interesting thing is, and I couldn't figure this out, and neither could Jose from Rivian Tracker. So when you purchase or when you subscribe to Connect Plus, you get priority downloads, right? That's one of the perks of it, which means that you get the update before everybody else, and you don't have to connect your vehicle to Wi-Fi. So I subscribed through Rivian.com the first day that the update rolled out. The next day, as I'm driving back from my office, I was crossing over the Golden Gate Bridge, and I got an email from Electrify saying that the download had started. So take that as you will. I was not on Wi-Fi. I was literally in the middle of the bay on the bridge, and got an email saying that the update started over cellular.
Real, so where were you? Were you driving?
I was driving,
And it's it
and
was
I was driving for a good, let's see, how long did it take me to get to the bridge that day? Probably about 20, 25 minutes. Because I had to come from like the south end of San Francisco, and the Golden Gate Bridge is on the north end. And yeah.
Did you so you had to park, right? I think the update you have to be parked.
Yeah, no. So like it started downloading the update. It didn't like
Okay.
yeah, no. It took when I got home later that day, I connected my phone to my car, and it downloaded the finished downloading, and then I did the install that night. So
Well, there you go. There you go.
yeah.
That's, I guess, so kind of a tip. If your Rivian has its cellular data and it's connected, I guess it kind of low priority update. You have a low priority for getting the update, but if you connect it to your phone hotspot, it thinks it's Wi-Fi, and so then it will download even though it's still kind of off of cellular
Yeah.
data. But that's kind of like a cool tip. But yeah, I
Yeah.
guess it's you get priority updates. Not to spill any tea, Jose's in like a little like I guess it's you're able to get into it, but it's on Discord, able to get like updates way before everyone else. So that's why as soon as the update drops, he has like a video. It's like
Yeah.
it's perfect. But yeah, the software update, Apple Music and Audible. I've tried Apple Music.
Okay.
I'll let you first talk about
Curious to hear
your
this.
because I'm I
Oh,
think
okay.
kind of
Yeah, so for those of you who either don't follow me on X or know anything about me previously, or I might have mentioned it. No, I didn't. My background is in audio engineering. Like, I have my degree in radio and audio production, although that was 20 years ago. You never lose it. So to me, this update was huge. Not to say, so my R1T is a 2023, so I have the Meridian sound system because it's a launch edition. And I thought that my sound system sounded great. Granted, compared to my Tesla, which has been tuned over 10 years, 12 years, whatever long it is, it wasn't as good, but it was still good. And I did discover that if you do have the Meridian sound system and you haven't had the update yet, or even now that you have the update, if you leave your EQ flat, it is pretty much perfect. The way Meridian tunes their sound systems and like tunes their sound systems, the way that like they are configured from Meridian, their reference quality. So you don't want to add any EQ to your sound system because it's basically perfect because it's how the song was mixed and mastered. If you want a little bump, then you can I recommend rock, like the rock setting on the EQ. But yeah, so the Dolby Atmos slash spatial audio slash whatever you want to call it in this update is phenomenal. Even songs that are not Atmos encoded sound great. A lot of people have noticed, including myself, that the sound stage is now louder. So generally, when I would be sitting parked in my car, my volume, I would keep it at like between 10 and 12. Now when I'm driving, 10 and 12 is like loud. Like I can roll down the windows and maybe have to put it up to like 14 on any Atmos encoded song, which is insane. And it still sounds great. The spatial audio, the separation of all the channels and all the tracks is phenomenal. It's basically outside of the fact that you can't move your head and then have it follow you around like you can with like your AirPods. It's as good as having your AirPods in. Like it is just they did a fantastic job on this. And the awesome thing is too, it's not just in Apple Music right now. It is also in Audible. So Audible does have spatial audio books and I guess kind of like radio dramas as well. So their spatial audio, I haven't tried that out yet, but I have tried it like on my AirPods, and basically I'm expecting basically the same thing. So that's pretty awesome. It's not available in Tidal yet, spatial audio. The speculation is, because I've seen this posted a couple times on Reddit, is that Rivian software is using an older version of the API to pull in the data from Tidal, and all they have to do is just update the app. So hopefully in the next update, or you know, a couple updates from now, we'll get spatial audio in Tidal as well, because that'll just be phenomenal, because Tidal always sounded better than anything in the R1T or even R1S I've heard as well. So that'll be awesome too.
I'm looking forward to seeing how Tidal compares with Apple Music, but it allows people the option to not have to switch and just want to keep their Apple Music. But as you were saying, you said it perfectly. It almost sounded like studio-like to me, like not even like a concert, but like you were in the studio when the song was made. And so there's maybe a drum here and the voice is coming from here and there's just different sounds. And then of course, Spotify just sounds like that unified sound, that unified song, versus Apple Music. It's really just, you know, everywhere. It's just separated into different speakers, and it's really nice. Now, my issue, and I'll release a video about this on my own channel, My issue with Apple Music had to be the app itself. Apple Music is great. I think I'm not maybe the biggest audio person. You can tell that by the last episode's microphone quality. But I don't think I'm like the biggest. Yeah, I feel like it was horrible. This is a lot better, thankfully. I don't think I notice. I can hear the difference between Spotify and Apple Music, but it doesn't really make a difference to me that much. And I think whether I'm in using Apple Music or Spotify, if the song is good, then I'm like comfortable. I didn't like Apple Music because of, no, I love Apple Music. The quality is amazing, so don't get me wrong. It's the app itself. It loads significantly longer, at least for me, from what I've tried versus Spotify. When I open my Rivian, the music is automatically playing. Versus Apple Music, if the car's off and I open the door and it turns on, it'll be like a good 20 seconds before the song starts playing. It like loads. Same thing with loading music. So if you're searching a song and you pick a song, it'll take a little longer. What I've noticed, the search is horrible, but that actually has nothing to do with like kind of within the connection between Apple Music and Rivian. It just has to do with Apple Music, because apparently Apple Music's search sucks in Apple Music as well.
Shit, done.
I guess also the queue. So I guess Apple, instead of queue like Spotify, it uses a play next and play last, and so there was no queue button added to when you're selecting a song. So if you have a playlist or a list of songs and you want to queue something up, you can't. You just have to wait and play that. Like there's no queue. You have to search that song, press it, and then if you want something else next, you have to scroll, wait, and press it. And I think it's really something to do with Apple Music, the sound. It has to do with the usability in the app that I didn't like. But other than that, Apple Music is like absolutely amazing. So I didn't want to like sound negative and then that I'm like a horrible note.
No, I can definitely go off on the Apple Music app as well. Like, I don't like the fact that it takes at least 4 to 6 hours for it to sync with your actual Apple Music library. And here's a perfect segue. So I on Twitter and X, we had the hashtag Vans for Hilby. So anytime somebody saw an Amazon EDV, they took a picture of it, hashtag Vans for Hilby. And it was Chad Moran that was doing or donating to Chris Hilbert, the charity of his choosing. I think it was the Seattle. No, that's this one. I don't remember what it was. I don't have it in front of me. This is kind of like
Gigi's Playhouse.
Gigi's Playhouse, that's it. Good job. So in order to thank Chris for doing that, Chad is now doing something called, or not, flip that. Chris is now doing one called Songs for Chad. And basically he started this when the when the update dropped and people started posting stuff that they were listening to in Apple Music that was Dolby Atmos encoded. Now we have the hashtag Songs for Chad. And yeah, Chris is going to be donating to, this one is, I think is the Humane Society of Seattle. Is that right? Yes. Or something? Okay, perfect. Yeah, I got it right. But anyway, so people were requesting a playlist of all the songs that were getting tagged. And that's kind of started to like spark this whole other conversation. But long story short, I ended up taking it upon myself to contribute back to the community, if you will. I created the playlist. And so it's got, right now it has 40 songs on it, which is awesome. And it grows every day. I'll just keep checking the hashtag and manually adding them. But it hasn't shown up in my car yet. I started the playlist today. Today is August 18th. And I made it this morning. And as of 2 hours ago, it still wasn't available in Apple Music in my car. So I don't like that. There are periods of time as well where the cover art doesn't show up on the now playing screen. And that's how I usually can identify like what the song is, because I have horrible eyesight anyway. So like my eyes are good for driving, just not reading the text while I'm driving before people get crazy. But that's how I can identify the song, because I'm really good with like visual things. So if I can see the picture, then I know what it is. If I've never heard the artist or whatever before, or if I have and I just didn't recognize the song or whatever. But yeah, so 9 times out of 10 right now, it's not loading for me, even though I have like full LTE on the cellular antenna, like the whole thing. So yeah, a couple of little bugs. And then like you mentioned too, like it's slow. But at least it works. Anybody that owns a Tesla that has Apple Music can attest to the fact that that app never works. There were days that I went through where like I would go back to it because I would use Tidal in my Tesla as well. But every once in a while, I'd want to use Apple Music. And because like if I had a playlist that I wanted to listen to, or if I added a song to my phone or an album and didn't feel like searching for it. So like I'd be using Tidal, switch to Apple Music, and it would still be stuck with the spinning wheel. So it's light years ahead of that app. So say what you will about Tesla software and their hardware compared to Rivian. I can just see the comments in the YouTube video now, like getting destroyed. But yeah, it's a little bit faster and it's a little bit more stable, it feels like. But yeah, obviously this is a version one of this, and right. Hopefully Rivian is listening. I almost said Tesla. Hopefully Rivian is listening and, you know, they take note and can fix it. So,
yeah, that would be, I mean, I'll say in my own video, I'll say here and I've said on Twitter, it's just software. And so I imagine software update, a lot of this can be changed. As I also said, I think some of it's on Apple's side. And so Apple will have to do some things to kind of make it just better. But yeah, it's the playlist, I'll say it. So the playlist is kind of funny because it's just a giant group of all of the songs that people have hashtagged Songs for Chad. And I'll say, admittedly, I purposely picked the most like deranged, like gangster music to add on this playlist. I thought this would be funny. Like maybe people won't take notice, but I'm like, this is just perfect. And so the playlist is so funny because it'll just be like Sabrina Carpenter and then like Lil Durk. And then it'll be like just
Think Public Boy. Enemy and then the soundtrack from The Greatest Showman. I'm just like, this is awesome.
Yeah. It's like the most absolutely wild playlist, but I'll link it in the description if you want to check it out. It's pretty funny. But if you want to join, just hashtag Songs for Chad. You can at Chad Moran and it's the playlist is hilarious.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking through it right now. It starts off with Public Enemy, Imagine Dragons, Pooh Society. These are your songs. somehow it ended up with like the Gladiator soundtrack, and then it's the Coco soundtrack, Circle of Life from Lion King, One Republic. There's The Greatest Showman. It's got a song from Kidz Bop on it.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's absolutely like it's nuts. But it's poo society. That kind of made me laugh. No, it's poo shiesty. I don't
Okay, I
even know.
can't see.
It's a Gen Z thing now. People,
Oh
oh,
yeah,
they're
it is.
just,
I can't. I could not see that. Oh
yeah.
shit,
But
I don't want to
people
play
under
it.
adding me playing the same song, and it's so.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's great, and it's funny, and it could be any song. Doesn't have to be Dolby Atmos encoded. I'm not discriminating, even though I think the rules of the game were it had to be Atmos. So, but yeah, go check it out. There's a link in the show notes and on the video. So, subscribe to it or add it to your library, and then you'll get updates whenever I add more songs to it as songs get tagged.
Yeah, and this all gets connected, and it's kind of a segue here.
Yep.
Apple Music gets connected through Connect Plus, as you said, you've signed up online for priority updates. And I guess I'll kind of go through like
Oh, hold on a minute. Sorry.
just was that a, that sounded like a, was that a fire alarm?
There's a smoke detector.
I'm
My
sorry. I'm sorry.
girlfriend's cooking her lunch for the week in the kitchen, and our smoke detectors in the apartment are like super sensitive.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That was awesome. And now she's furiously chopping something. I don't know if you can hear that in the background too. And I have the door closed.
I can't hear anything. But
Don't edit that out. That was
so
lame.
I fire alarm. I'm like, wait, fire
Yeah.
detector
No,
alarm.
I have to roast her for that one. So that stays in.
Connect
Anyway, Connect
Plus.
Plus.
Yeah, Connect Plus is no longer free. Now, honestly, a lot of people are complaining about this, but I think this was in the owner's manual, and it's something that Rivian has like commented on very towards the beginning of ownership when they first started deliveries back in 2021, that at some point they were going to charge. And I believe it was supposed to be like months later when they started charging people. But it's been
Three
almost
years.
3 years that, yeah, I'm going on 3 years at this point. September would make 3 years that they haven't been charging. And so I think it's honestly right that they're charging people. But honestly,
Oh,
I
yeah.
said this episode, I don't want another subscription, but it's $14.99 for the month, $149.99. Let's see, I have it in front of me. Oh, $149 flat for the year. And that's for Connect Plus. And so they also write Apple Music, Audible. This gives you access to Spotify. All of the other in-vehicle apps. Now you can connect your phone cellular hotspot to your Rivian, and then you can still play Spotify, Audible, Apple Music out the Connect Plus subscription. But it's the inconvenience of you having to turn your hotspot on every single time you want to access these apps.
And use
They
your
don't,
data.
right, and you're also using your data, and it's like data. That's a whole other
It's
argument.
a East Coast, West Coast thing.
It's that, and also like I turn hotspot on my phone, it is like burning hot. My phone cannot handle that, and so for a lot of people, it's just not going to make sense. And again, imagine every single time you get in the vehicle, you have to toggle on your hotspot, and I think iPhone automatically turns it off, so it's not like you can keep it on all the time. So it'll just be kind of an inconvenience. So if you do really want these apps, you got to pay for it, but there's always
Or use
Bluetooth,
Bluetooth.
right? Bluetooth is an option. They're also bringing Google Cast and YouTube. It said coming soon, we'll introduce Google Cast and YouTube, seamlessly bringing your favorite entertainment right into your R1's center display. And there will be access to over 3,000 Cast-enabled apps. So I think X, Twitter, for instance, has Cast enabled. Netflix, like if you have an access to your phone, right, where like me, my home is Google-fied, so I have a bunch of Google Homes, Google Casts. I can open Hulu, Netflix, Disney Plus, and I can connect through Google Cast Wi-Fi to my TVs. And so it'll do the same thing for your Rivian. And so now you can, I guess, access Netflix and such from your phone to your Rivian, but you'll still have to download everything to your phone. This is not natively, so there won't be a native in-vehicle infotainment Netflix app or Hulu app and things of that order. But you will at least get it in some way. So it's definitely something I'm looking forward to because I was eating lunch dinner in my Rivian, and a bus blocked me in, and like a school bus, I guess they were just coming out of the restaurant and they just wanted to eat. Luckily, they moved after a few minutes, but I was like, this would be the perfect time for me to just relax internally into or something. But of course, I got to bring my phone and do it that way. But Connect Plus is coming. I am super excited for that. I'll leave comments to you.
I'm indifferent. I mean, I had all that in my Tesla, and I never used it. I tried to use it for like TikTok once, and the experience was so horrible. But I know that that's a native app as opposed to casting, but you know, I don't. We'll see. I mean, if there's like a long charging stop that I have to do, and I want to throw on some YouTube videos. Cool. That way I don't have to like squint at my screen or like, you know, strain my eyes or like whatever. I'll be curious to see how it works. I'll play around with it, but I'm indifferent. I got Connect Plus because I want to have the unlimited data and access to all the apps natively. I mean, yeah, I can use my phone, but like you said, it's kind of an inconvenience. And I don't like having Siri do everything. So having, you know, saying, hey, device, and then having it do things. The only thing I'll let that do is phone calls and text messages. So it's, which is fine to me, but having it play music, it's usually wrong anyway or whatever, but
I'm a Google guy. I'm right. So Siri for you.
Yeah.
Google's always right to me, not to diss on Siri. But
no, it's all right. The new Siri is actually a little bit better, but it's okay.
Do you have the iOS 18? Or 17 beta?
18 beta. Yeah, 18.1 is the one with the new Apple Intelligence. So I've been playing with it. It's okay. It's maybe still beta. You can absolutely tell.
Yeah. Maybe it'll come to Ruins. I imagine it's just...
It's supposed to be an option, remember? You're supposed to be able to select your automated assistant between Alexa and... Sorry, anybody that has an Alexa. Between Amazon... Apple and Google, so or not Google, but Amazon and Apple at least. It was Google on there.
Google, yeah. So it was so Alexa, Google, and Siri there. But do you know, like, if it's brought through like your phone or Apple? Because would Apple like update it to the latest Siri, or would we?
I don't know. Rivian hasn't said anything about it. Like, it kind of like disappeared, and nobody's talked about it. So, we'll see.
We'll see when that comes up. But Connect Plus, 60-day trial. It ends, I have a date here, October 15th is the end date. It was a little more than 60 days, depending on when you get your update. But
yeah,
it all ends for everyone October 15th. Some people have not gotten the update yet. And if you're one of those people, if you haven't gotten the update by now, at least like a notification in your Rivian saying that you're available for the update, you likely have, and I'm not going to try to confirm here because there might be more waves of people getting the update, but you probably have a bug, and apparently you need to contact Rivian service, and then you have to go in person. And I guess if not in person, they'll be able to do it remotely. But, you know, if I'm someone who, the closest service center to me is 4 hours away, so that would not be pleasant to me. I downloading this update, a few people reported the 12-volt battery dying. If that was me, I would have to go and get the 12 volt myself, and I would replace it myself instead of having to, you know, tow it. But I could not want to drive all the way down. But apparently they can do it remotely, so that is an option. But if you haven't gotten it yet, you'll probably want to contact Rivian service on how to get it. But 60 days is enough time to kind of get a good understanding of if you really want to use it long term.
Yeah, I think after a couple of weeks, you should know whether or not it's for you. And if it is, cool. You can subscribe in your car or on Rivian.com in your account, or you just ignore it, and then you don't have it after October 15th.
Yep.
That's simple.
All righty. Now, I'll let you, if you want to talk about the people, we can go into a full conversation about Rivian adding on new corporate leaders, as well as some people leaving.
Yeah.
And so, I don't know if you want to lead that off, and I'll
sure. Chief communications officer Sarah O'Brien left unexpectedly. The official story is it was under her own accord, and she's leaving to pursue other interests. which is usually corporate speak for, and it's a speculation, something was up and she left. Basically, we will probably never know the story unless she decides to talk about it or somebody at Rivian decides to talk about it, which Rivian will probably not comment. But if Sarah ever wanted to talk about it, she will probably be able to in a few months after her non-disparagement agreement wears off as part of her leaving, but we'll see. So I thought that was kind of interesting. They didn't announce a replacement for her either, or anybody that's filling in, unless I missed that.
I'll pull this up.
You can do that while we talk about the next one. Sang-Soo Sung, his last name, I believe. Yep. Is now, he came over from Google and he is now the VP of infotainment software. Now, for those of you who have not heard this or seen the discussion around it, you're like, well, what happened to Wasim? Wasim is still there. But if you take a look at what's going on and look at it in relation to the VW joint venture, and if you listen to the Motor Trend podcast interview with RJ, I think you can kind of figure out what's happening. So in the interview, RJ did talk about how he was asked like who from Rivian is going to go over to this joint venture because it's its own separate entity basically, and he didn't confirm or deny anybody from Rivian was going, but they needed a CEO of the joint venture, not a CEO, they needed like a head person. Is it CEO? Okay.
Yeah. So there are two CEOs, two co-CEOs.
Yeah, co-CEOs. Yeah. So, again, nothing has been announced. This is speculation. But if you read the tea leaves, as they say, you can kind of figure out what's happening. So, Sang-Soo has massive experience with Google Auto. He was the one that basically, or automotive, whatever it is, and not Android Auto, but like the Google aspect.
I didn't know that.
You can look him up on LinkedIn. He's on there and it has all of his experience. He's very good about having that. But basically he was the guy. And as we all know, the Rivian software is built is a custom spec of Android Auto. So it's definitely a good thing to have the guy that basically created it and has done most of the work on it and led all the teams for it the past 15 years, 10 years, whatever it was. It's awesome too if the rumor is correct that Wasim is going to be heading up the joint venture. I mean, obviously, again, it makes sense considering. So I'm sure they'll announce more on that in the next few weeks, if not by the next investor day, so or next quarter. But yeah.
Not to mention, Rivian's operating software, Rivian OS, it's not built on Google Automotive, but it's, I guess it uses the same, it's built on Google Automotive, but that's like the very, I don't know software engineer. I guess the very base.
Basically, it's the way the Android Auto and Google Auto works. When it goes into basically an OEM or a manufacturer can decide what features they want turned on and turned off in their OS, as well as they can create a custom skin for it, which obviously, as we know, Rivian has done. And they've selected all the features and then they can also add in features as well. It's very customizable. It's built on Android, which, everybody knows is relatively open when it comes to things, which is why they're not as secure as Apple phones. But that's basically how it is. So yes, it's Rivian OS built on Android Auto or Google Auto, whatever you want to call it. So
I guess to my understanding, it's a little more extensive because Polestar and Volvo also use Google Automotive. It's built on Google Automotive, but it's wildly different than Rivian's. Rivian's is expanded way more onto what they're able to do. But his experience.
It's just whatever they wanted to use. And, Polestar decided to do, and Volvo decided to do a bigger integration with it. and basically base their entire platform on it, as opposed to Rivian that wants to do like more custom stuff to enhance the brand and bring the brand forward into the car as well. So
software is important.
Yeah. Software is major, especially in an EV. You know, like anybody that's followed what's going on with the VW thing, like that's, and all the Gen 2 vehicles. Like if you own a Rivian or a Tesla or a Polestar or a Lucid or any EV, basically you're driving a computer on wheels, which, you know, here we go off on a little tangent, but very minor, just kind of like a little side road cutout. That's also probably the reason why Apple wanted to get into the car game as well at one point, because they're like, oh, well, I mean, Google's doing it. And now, you know, now they have Waymo, like, and Waymo's awesome. Like, I drove behind one. I see them all the time, first off, in San Francisco. They're like everywhere. I was driving behind one the other day, and it took me a minute to realize that it was a Waymo. I wasn't really paying attention. But like, that's, granted it's Jaguar, but it's got the Android Auto in it. And yeah. So Apple was probably trying to build a better mousetrap, and obviously it didn't work. And now we have the new CarPlay 2.0 coming, or whatever it is. And, you know, they want to have deep integration into the car. Like basically, the new version of CarPlay takes over the car system. So I think the concept video that they showed when they announced it 2 years ago at the developers conference, like it was literally on like the entire, it took over the entire screen in the car. So
I'm glad you mentioned that, the new CarPlay, because, and this kind of goes into VW. So it was mentioned that the Rivian software would go across the entire VW lineup. That includes Porsche. Now, Porsche is its own entity. Technically, it's weird. So, like, Porsche, the brand, is owned by Volkswagen Group, but half of Volkswagen Group is owned by Porsche itself, Porsche AG. So, it's weird. But it was announced that Apple CarPlay, the bespoke interface that they displayed, would be coming to Porsches. So I wonder how, what they've committed to, because if
I didn't hear that, that's interesting.
Yeah, it was Aston Martin and Porsche, and I have this, you'll see it on screen as well, for those watching, but Porsche and Aston Martin were announced to have the full CarPlay integration from your phone to the entire, actually even without your phone, but it will connect through your phone as well, but the entire display from the odometer to the settings would just be an Apple interface and system on top. But we'll see.
Did they announce this after the joint venture was announced or before?
This was announced. The article from Car and Driver that I pulled up was announced December 20th, 2023.
Okay. So I wonder if they're going to continue with that now that the Rivian joint venture is there. Because even though, you know, Aston Martin owned by VW now too? No, that's still
totally separate.
I wonder if they're still going to do that.
It could just be like an announcement, and it's not like anything has been added since then, or we've seen anything come to fruition. So it could just be smoke and mirrors, for what Apple wanted to announce.
It's good to have, you know, like luxury brands like Porsche and Aston Martin be like your launch customers for like a flagship feature of something, you know. That's definitely something to think about. I wonder if they're going to continue to do that now.
We'll see if something does change. I'll of course update online, but you guys will hear it here first.
Yep.
I wanted to go back on the Sarah O'Brien, the chief communicating officer, resigning.
Yeah.
Now, this company internally, it's, from what I've heard, is, I guess something occurred which required the head of HR, which I forgot her name, but chief people officer, the CPO, let me pull this pull this up here.
But I heard that something occurred for Helen Russell for her to just suddenly leave. She's now at HubSpot, it seems. We also saw Jeffrey Baker follows me on Instagram. It's kind of great. But he's left accounting. He now works for an AI company. So we have Jeff Baker. We have, I don't know if I'm pronouncing his name correctly, but Kjell Gruner.
Yeah.
He also left. And there have been people to replace their spots. But I would say this is noticeable enough that how many? Kjell, Jeff, Sarah, Helen. I think there might be one more person that I'm not entirely thinking of that have left. Frank Klein has also left, but he got his was planned. But multiple people have left, and I don't think it's a good thing that Rivian's a revolving door. You do want people to stay for a very long time, and we do. There are people in the company who have stayed for a very long time. Helen Russell was there from, I think, like 2017, so she's been there a very long time. We know with Sam, he's been there a very long time. Jeff Hamoud, I don't even
know. Not there.
Chief design officer. Yes, her. Yep. He's there forever. So there is a sign that there's passion and loyalty in this company. But I do find it interesting that people are kind of in and out.
And I also found it very interesting that it's all kind of happening now, recently. In the past, couple of months. It's like Gen 2, R2, R3, all that stuff. And then, the flip side of that is all these people are leaving. And some don't have anything to do with the actual vehicles itself. It's definitely interesting. But
it's all speculation.
Yeah, it's all speculation.
I don't know anything. I don't. But from what people have speculated and what I've been told is something occurred. And so, of course, I doubt a chief accounting officer has anything to do with that, like Jeff Baker.
Yeah.
But it's important that people stay. And it's also good to note that, these people are probably being paid high. I mean, I check Rivian's SEC announcements and every day. I have notifications on when things pop up. And these people get just giant stock options and on top of their salary. And there's a lot of money going into that. And as I said, some of these people have been cut out and some of them haven't been replaced as well. Like, for instance, Jeff Baker, the chief accounting officer, interim, is the CFO, Claire. She will be taking over. Sarah O'Brien, and I'll kind of say the person that replaced her is Marina Hoffman. But some of these roles haven't been replaced. And so maybe it's just seen as a cost-cutting measure as well. And they're like, all right, maybe for company focus, we don't need this person. Maybe some of it was a virtue, right? Rivian has all these people, like a chief people officer, which from what I've known is she's just head of HR, or chief communicating officer. Just these smaller roles that could probably be taken care of by a team that you're paying less for. But again, all speculation. I don't have any
concern. Yeah. I mean, all corporations are structured differently and it can be changed whenever by the board, by the CEO, whatever. So who knows?
It's all interesting, but talking company internals, kind of moving on from this sad drama. The EDV production has been paused for a parts shortage, which honestly I feel like is a blessing in disguise. What would I know? I feel like the EDV gets produced so much, what we see in those lots, gets produced like crazy. Apparently they're moving units and we're just seeing these vans are just giant, so it just looks like a lot of them. There is a parts shortage. It's unannounced what that part is. But this is not the only part shortage that I know of. My to know for my R1T needs to be added. And when I do the
service person called and said, hey, we've got to reschedule. I asked them directly. I said, hey, why is this being delayed? Because I know I'm not the only person. If you're listening and you have an R1T that needs it to know, you're probably one of those people that had it rescheduled. And a lot of people had them scheduled for July. They were moved for August. I had mine in August. It was moved for October. And so I think right around this time now, I was supposed to be in Orlando getting it added, but I am here making this video and I will go in October to have it added. Now, apparently it's a wiring harness related to the Tenel. And so I guess there's like an empty harness connection there. And when they add the Tenel, they have to add this harness, which allows them to add the motors for the Tenel. And there's just a parts shortage. I've been told that it's going to be delivered late September is when they'll start getting most of them, late September. And so that's when most people are getting theirs delivered, their scheduled services for after September.
Yep. Parts same shortage. As actually happened to me. So sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. Go.
Oh, no. Just parts shortage. You can go ahead.
Oh, yeah. No, I was going to say same thing happened to me. Mine was actually supposed to be in the service center on Wednesday this past week, the 14th. And I got a phone call. They actually reached out to me a couple weeks before and told me there was a part shortage. They told me the exact same thing. It was the wiring harness that they don't have and that they were expecting it by the end of September. And I was able to make an appointment for October 7th. And that's in the West Sacramento service center. Yeah. So at least they're being consistent.
Yeah. At least there's some consistency there. It's not just.
Yeah. So, I mean,
if you got it and we didn't get it, at least someone's getting it. But still, it's something affecting all areas, it seems.
Yeah. Originally, they said it was like, so when I talked to the service team at West Sacramento, they were like, yeah, it's really only like the West Coast and like it's at least all the ones here in the Bay Area. And I think like a couple of the ones in Seattle and stuff like that. And then slowly I started to see more and more reports online of people getting phone calls and messages from Rivian service saying that their tonneau covers weren't going to be available because there's a part shortage and like this whole thing. So I'm like, all right, it's slowly like rippling out. So here we are.
Yeah, I saw it on the West Coast at first as well, and then slowly kind of went outwards. But yeah, I guess on to more fun stuff, and then we can kind of talk about some fun topics. But RJ and Peter Rawlinson, Lucid Motors CEO, were spotted at Pebble Beach. Well, they weren't just spotted. Lucid posted about it, the company themselves. They posted everywhere. I was on LinkedIn, and I saw their post. But not only that, but also the CEO of Ferrari, and it seems that they were just checking out the Lucid Gravity, which is Lucid's upcoming SUV, which funny enough, Peter Rawlinson has said, he's tried I think he said something along the lines of he's tried the R1S, but they're not scared. It's going to blow it out of the water, something like that. I sit by the R1S, but I'm super excited to see where the Gravity takes them. Absolutely. We know SUVs do better. And the sit-in might have not been the best choice to have it first, but I remember being in middle school and the Lucid prototype was out. Like the concept vehicle. There are videos back from like 2016, 2017 with MKBHD reviewing it. And it took 2022, 2021 for them to finally release it. And so I guess for a while, the market has changed. The car market has changed and maybe SUVs then weren't seen as big as they were now, and they had so much money and time spent in the Air, that they had to come out with it first. But now we're getting an SUV from Lucid, and it was just nice to see them together. It's nice when CEOs aren't on Twitter talking politics and degrading people and are actually
being civilized. What?
Really? I know that's so unheard of. That's such
normal human beings. I don't know what that means.
And actually act like CEOs of their company. Exactly. And talk and discuss and be able to share a laugh and have a look. But this all happened at Pebble Beach Monterey Car Week. The R3X is there as well. I called Pebble Beach, and I was supposed to get an answer, and I never got the answer. I just kind of forgot about it, and Rivian just brought it there. It was never announced on the tour, like before. Sometimes, like a week before, they'll say, "Hey, we're bringing the R3X or R2 here." They didn't do that for this. They just brought it there.
It's not even on the calendar.
Yeah, not on the calendar, nothing. They just brought it there, and we're like, all right, it's here. But Pebble Beach for Monterey Car Week, I've seen some of the amazing vehicles out there.
That Rimac was amazing. I don't know if you saw that, the new Navara R. Yeah.
I wish that should have been the regular. That should have just been the regular Rimac. Navara.
Rimac, right, yes. It's
Rimac. Yeah, I say yeah. Rimac.
I say everybody says Rimac. I mean, it's just, yeah, yeah,
everyone says I think, for me, I love the Rimac, and I love the Navara, but it just, the front, to me, just kind of like bland. And Doug DeMiro had a review on it, and he said that was his main thing. He said this vehicle is beautiful in terms of what they've created, but the looks are just kind of lacking. And that's what I felt. I think the looks are lacking. Yeah, I don't.
Have you ever seen one in person?
I know. I haven't. I haven't seen one in person. Have you? Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Yes, I have. Yeah, we did a Rivian refreshments last month. July, yeah, at this place called Auto Vino in San Carlos, which is kind of like the East Bay. So, so it's basically this place. I think we talked about it last episode. If you didn't listen to it, go listen to that. But quick recap: it's Auto Vino is like a car warehouse where people who own expensive cars can house them and use it as like their own personal garage. And then in addition to that, the reason why it's called Auto Vino is because they also have a winery and they grow their own grapes and make their own wine. And so one half of the building is this car warehouse and the other half is a winery where they make wine. So we got to go there. The Bay Area Rivian Club had an event there and got a private tour. And one of the cars in the showroom of Auto Vino's warehouse was a Navara, and it was there were a bunch of awesome. They had I have to look, hold on a second,
I'm jealous. It's
this place was off the wall, man. Like they had like, there were a lot of Porsches, there were a lot of like, there were a few Ferraris, they had like a whole bunch of like old cars, like an MG, they had a Jag, they had like one of the first Aston Martins. They did have an Aston Martin DB5 in this like gorgeous green, like not Aston Martin green, it was like a different shade of green. Oh god, that car was so unbelievable. I'm trying to find my pictures so I can see there we go. So what is that? Yeah, that's the, yeah, this is the, there is a silver one. I'll hold this up to my camera. I'll send it as well. But that's the Navara. Oh, yeah. And then there was also this awesome Mercedes that was next to it. There's a bunch of Ferraris. There was an old 57 Vette. And then a Koenigsegg. That's what it is.
Ah.
Yeah, okay. This guy. The one that almost killed Richard Hammond. On Top Gear. I don't know. Can you see it?
Is that not a Pagani?
That's what it is. Pagani, not a Koenigsegg.
Yeah, right. I'm sorry. I thought you were behind or above it. I was like, I think that's a Pagani Huayra.
Look, it's Sunday night. I'm exhausted from yesterday, which we'll get into in a minute. My brain isn't functioning properly. And it's
hot. Yeah, we're going to talk about our Rivian events. But I'll let you talk about the R3. So at the Pasadena, man, a lot. So
yeah,
the head of special products at Rivian, so they focus on just special products, that's in the name. He was able to answer questions at the Pasadena space for people. And he had quite a few like answered questions that were pretty cool.
I didn't watch this video because I couldn't stand like the one video I saw, and I don't know if it was the only one, but the girl that recorded the video, no offense, I couldn't stand her and like her kiss. So I turned it off after about 2 minutes.
I don't think she was like thinking like, oh, this is going to go on YouTube and a million people are going to see this. And they
No. She did. Like, I don't think she thought there was a million people, but she knew she was going on YouTube. She did a whole intro and everything. So
I couldn't watch it. Luckily I had Isaiah Young, shout out to him. He just sent like an entire thread, and that's, I posted that his name, I think his last name was Gates or his Gase, but I put Gase because I thought, yeah. But he put Gates, and so I thought it was Gates. But thank you to him because he was able to like
something like that, yeah.
Something, yeah. It was, I just know I had the wrong last name, but he gave me like a full like breakdown of everything and kind of like an idea of what the video was talking about, because I couldn't, the audio was just so kind of bad in the camera work. But again, it was a weird video. But we know that the R3 is going to get the port like the R2. That was expected coming from there. What I'll do is also send you this link, which I guess talks about everything that was confirmed for there. But if you want to talk about what you did this weekend with the Bay Area Ribbon Club as well as the Sierra Nevada Ribbon Club.
Yeah. So Sierra Nevada Ribbon Club, if you're not familiar with the Sierra Nevada region is, it's basically like the Reno and Tahoe, Nevada area. So Lake Tahoe, obviously. There's an organization that's a nonprofit called Keep Tahoe Blue. And their sole purpose is conservation of the Lake Tahoe area. So the Sierra Nevada Rivian Club partners with them. And I think they do it every month because I know that they're planning on doing it again in October. They do a trail cleanup because they have adopted a trail in near Lake Tahoe, in South Lake Tahoe, the city. One of my fellow Bay Area Rivian Club members, who I'm really good friends with, and I drove, he actually drove further because he's further west than I am, about 4 hours with charging included, out to South Lake Tahoe yesterday and got to go on the Genoa Peak Trail. And it goes from about, I think it's like 5,000 or 6,000 feet, maybe a little bit higher, up to 9,000 feet. And so it was the first time I'd ever gone off-roading ever in any vehicle. This is a guy that owned like Jeeps almost his entire life. it was awesome. So like the trail that we did, it was rated 3 out of 10 on OnX, the off-roading app. And there were, I think we had 11 Rivians and about 20 some odd people there. And we did like a caravan up the mountain basically, and it was just a line of Rivians going up this trail into a forest on the side of a mountain. But basically what we were doing is we were cleaning up trash. So, it is, Genoa Peak is a national forest or a state forest, something like that. And so we partner with the U.S. Forest Service. A lot of the Rivian Clubs of America clubs do, like Bay Area we did as well. We actually adopted a trail near Groveland, the Groveland Outpost. Okay. So we're going to be doing events up there hopefully soon. But basically, yeah, we all went out and picked up trash and got to go on a really cool adventure, and it was absolutely gorgeous. It was a perfect day. It was maybe 68 degrees the whole time, sunny the whole time. And so we started off at the bottom at like basically the parking lot and spent about a half hour cleaning up some trash within, you know, good radius of there. And then we all piled into our R1Ts and R1Ss and made our way up the hill. And about halfway, there was like this open space. And so we stopped there and did some more cleanup. And and then as we continued on the trail up the mountain, you know, anytime somebody would see something, we would all stop and somebody would get out and pick it up and, you know, basically clean up. All in all, at the end of the day, we picked up about 300 pounds of trash. In about 3 hours. Like we started at about 9 o'clock in the morning and ended at about 12:30. Over 300 pounds of trash. So it was crazy. And then Keep Tahoe Blue and the Forest Service, Keep Tahoe Blue likes us to keep track of everything. So I don't have the official numbers on the individual things that we picked up, 500 cigarette butts, 40 paper plates, things like that. But as soon as I get that, I'll probably throw it up on Twitter. But it was really neat to meet Ben and Matt, the guys that are the head of the Sierra Nevada Rivian Club. Marky Sharkey, who is the moderator for the Rivian subreddit on Reddit, was there as well because he lives in the area. So it was awesome to meet him. And then, of course, everybody else that was out there who, too many people to name, and I'm not really that great with names anyway. It was just awesome to just hang out. People brought their kids, people brought their dogs, and we were all out there just having a great time. And, it was fantastic. I did post some pictures on my Instagram and on Twitter as well. So if you want to go check those out, look at my socials. I'm also editing a video basically, I brought my Osmo Pocket with me, and I have a mount for it that sits, it's a drive cam. So I did the entire drive up and down the mountain, recorded the whole thing, save for about 3 minutes when my battery died. So I'm doing a master edit of that, and I'll put that up on my YouTube page. So,
and that will be in the description when it is uploaded. But it's amazing what can happen when people come together, and the Rivian community is just so awesome. I can't imagine 300 pounds of what I imagine is primarily bottles and cans and straws, and
it was bottles, cans, not a lot of paper products. We found the second spot that we stopped, or the spot halfway up, because of the way that it was like this big clearing, and there were a bunch of fallen trees and logs and stuff, and apparently some people went up there and were drinking and shooting guns at the empty bottles. So there's a lot of broken glass, broken clay pigeons, bullet casings from 22s and shotguns. So somebody was having a good time, but that was a lot of it. And then a little inside baseball. Majority of the 300 pounds, although I don't know if they actually weighed it, because I figured it would be more. There was a lot of leftover asphalt that was dumped next to the parking lot that we kind of uncovered, and it was all broken pieces and things. So it's like they cut it up and then just tossed it into the bushes, basically. So obviously, we're trying to get rid of all the non-native stuff or naturally occurring things. Asphalt is not. So I don't know if the 300 pounds included that or if we did that separately, but and the interesting thing was too, Sierra Nevada also partners with Redwood Materials.
Okay.
The battery company that recycles the batteries, that was founded by what's his name from that left Tesla to go start it, Jeff something.
I don't remember.
Or no, was it JP? Something. I don't remember.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Or JP Straubel?
Exactly.
Anyway, they were also doing lithium battery recycling. So with Redwood Materials. And I think one of their events coming up, they're actually taking 10 people on a tour of Redwood Materials, because I think they're in Reno or Sparks or somewhere around there. So definitely within the Sierra Nevada Club region. Check out their website, sierranevada.rivianclubs.org, for more info if you're interested in the Redwood Materials Tour. I know they're doing it on a Thursday during lunch, so it's from 12 to 1 on a Thursday.
I'm surprised that... So I guess my question, with Redwood, mm-hmm. what exactly are they... What are you collecting to give to
Redwood?
I guess that's
so. Basically, what Redwood Materials does is they take lithium batteries and recycle them to be able to be used again. So, their tagline is "circular supply chain for lithium ion batteries." And were so you basically
batteries out there? Were you guys finding?
No, it was kind of like a supplementary thing. Like if you had any lithium ion battery. Yeah, sorry. not like we were finding batteries out in the middle.
Yeah, I'm like, wow, they would have done batteries.
No. Like sorry, I guess I wasn't clear about that. But yeah, you, if you had lithium ion batteries that no longer worked or you needed to be recycled, basically, they were taking them to Redwood Materials to be recycled.
That's nice, a collaboration between the Rivian clubs and corporations and government-run associations like that, being able to kind of partner with them. And you mentioned last time, right, like Ford was trying to come along. And,
yeah.
But to get attention from big companies like this, they know what people can do as a group. Come together and do things.
So. Yeah, and actually, speaking of that Ford event, so this upcoming weekend, the 24th and 25th, is the Electrify Expo San Francisco. And shameless plug, Bay Area Rivian Club is doing a Rivians and Refreshments sponsored by Rivian from 9 to 10 in the parking lot by the box office. Free to anybody that owns a Rivian. Come on by and meet everybody from Rivian and get some awesome coffee and pastries. But from 8 to 10, over by the USS Hornet Museum, which is basically on the other side of where the expo is, Ford is doing an event with the F-150 Lightning Owners Club, the Mustang Mach-E Owners Club, and the Girls of Mach-E Owners Club as well. They're doing a big EV bash, basically. I'll be there for a little bit. I'm going to pop in just to kind of say hi because they were nice enough to, you know, want to partner with us this year, which we were unfortunately not able to do. But I'm just going to go introduce myself to everybody over there and just kind of, you know, just say hi and say thanks for being in the community and all that stuff. So if you want to go check it out, they're doing that from 8 to 10 at the USS Hornet in Alameda. And then if you want to pop over to Rivians and Refreshments from 9 to 10 in front of the expo. But yeah.
There you go. So I will leave that in the description as well, all the links, so people can kind of direct to that. Yeah. But
over 100 people registered, so it'll be a lot of fun.
Do you know how many people will be there, like
at the expo? They usually average about 25 to 35,000 people a day.
It's amazing.
Yeah, for sure. We'll be all up front. Like, we have 40 spaces reserved. We have a few members that are showing off their vehicles in the show off area. I mentioned at the beginning of the show, Sarah and Matthew from Thunderbolt Adventure Supply will be there with their new R1S kitchen, I believe. At the very least, they'll have the R1T. Obviously, Rivian is going to be there with the R2 confirmed. Although this weekend was the Monterey car show, R2 is going to be at Electrify Expo. R3X will probably be there. I'm really hoping that the Gen 2 quad R1T will be there as well because it was at Monterey. So, it should be fun.
I'm looking forward to seeing your posts and, the Gen 2 quad. I love the wheels on that thing. It's fun fact, the wheels are, I guess, apparently are stacked. So the wheels in the front are different.
Oh, yes, staggered, yeah.
Staggered. There you go.
I hated that. I had that on my Model Y because the Model Y performance is the same.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So the Model Y performance is a dual motor. I'm sure it's different on a quad motor, but because of it being staggered, you can't rotate the wheels. So you can't rotate your tires, sorry. Because you usually when you rotate tires, you cross, you know, diagonally. You can't do that because the wheels in the back are bigger than the wheels in the front.
So what do you... So just no tire rotations, you just...
No tire rotation, yeah. And you burn through tires faster because of that, so... Although my Model Y had 32,000 miles and the original tires on them, so, and they were 21s.
It means you weren't flooring it as often. More launches, huh?
I am a speed demon. That's why I love having my car.
Well, those tires must, the tires are just, you're lucky. Those tires held up.
Yeah, I just got lucky. Most people replaced them after like 20,000 miles. Like I said, when I got rid of mine, I had 32 on it, so.
Awesome.
But it was either that or pay $3,000 for a new set of wheels or a new set of tires. So I took that money and bought a Rivian.
Tires are expensive. And I guess this will kind of talk about the new Michelin tires that kind of touch on this. Michelin has now added new Defender tires. That's the Kyle, the Defender name, not associated with Land Rover, but I guess Defender all terrains. Not all trains, all seasons. Sorry. Defender all seasons.
Oh, they were all seasons. Okay.
And they fit the 21-inch road wheels. So if you didn't know, the 21-inch road wheels do not fit any other vehicle. Like, the tire itself is bespoke to Rivian. Pirelli made the tires for Rivian. Now Michelin has come up with their own version of the Scorpion tire, the Defender tire. And I think those are a little bit cheaper. Still, yeah. $300, $400, $500, but they're cheaper than the Pirellis, and they look a little better to me. And
I agree. I think they do. Yeah, I'll be really curious. They guarantee them for like, what was it, 50,000 miles or something? Did I see that right?
I don't even know, but
okay.
It'll be on screen for those.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, I'll be curious to see how they hold up as well. I know a lot of people that'll be very interested in it. I know a lot of people that own cars with 21s. So
it's
I hear you on the yawning. I don't know if you know.
Oh no,
sorry, calling you out.
I have four. I have a light here, light here, light here, light here, and I'm like, yeah. It's not even like I'm tired. It's like this. The light radiation is still in me.
Yeah, I have this light here. I have my windows closed, but they were open before, and it's like 80-some degrees outside. I have the door closed. The air conditioning is not on because it's cold in the rest of the apartment. I have my big PC here. I have a giant LCD monitor here. I have this computer. I have my iPad. I have my audio equipment, and I run hot anyway. Like, you can probably tell, like, my face is, like, super red. And yesterday, I had to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning to like leave by 5 to get to Tahoe by 9. So, and then I didn't sleep very well last night. So, like, I am just like, I'm surprised I'm even alive right now.
All over the place.
Like, yeah.
I get you. I have a light migraine as well. So I'm fighting through that. But
we'll push all through. Time. Yeah.
That's life.
I used to get one a week. Now I get one every 2 weeks. So I hear you.
That's how it is. It used to be like once a week, sometimes twice a week.
Yeah.
Now I'll get it like once, maybe twice a month. But
yeah, same.
I've added those links in the comment, the private chat, for if you want to talk about those. I will briefly talk about this new Rivian chair. Now, this is something that I've wanted to do. People have made these. So if you watch Sandy Monroe, I believe their podcast, the chairs that they use in their podcast are Tesla chairs that have been converted into office chairs. And I multiple people have done this. There are probably dozens of these tires out there. And I wanted a Rivian version. But it's, you got to buy the chair, and then you got to buy the wheels, and then the armrest.
Yeah.
There's a company out there, though, that is selling one for $2,500. So it seems that they made two. I know someone, it was a custom make, and I'll add the picture here on screen for those who are wanting to watch. And I'll send the link to you as well, Zach.
I've seen it.
Okay. Yeah, perfect. Well, actually, it was another picture, some like an actual, like, oh, I guess, kind of
customer.
Yeah, customer picture. But The chair itself, they made two, and he bought one, and they've posted the other one online for $2,500. I'm so tempted to. I'm not gonna do it, but I love it. Some people don't like the Rivian chair. I find them comfortable enough. It's not.
They're super comfortable.
Crazy to me. But
that's awesome.
The cooling to me is nice, but I love everything from the armrest. Because if you bought the Tesla, if you've seen the Tesla office chairs, they don't have armrests. They're just like the chair itself.
Yeah.
These have everything from the armrest to these nice fancy wheels. It'd be cool if they had custom Rivian wheels or something, but that's kind of going too far.
But let's not do that. We saw what happened with Apple when they did that for the Mac Pro. Like,
$1,000 wheels.
$1,000 wheels. Yeah, that's actually, these kind of look like those wheels.
They do. They actually, the same placement of the leg. They look very similar. But this chair looks really nice.
Yeah.
I'm impressed that people kind of do this.
Give me this chair in Ocean Coast, and I will pay ungodly amounts of money for it.
Now you got me thinking, man. Ocean Coast, the launch green, not the, what was it, forest green interior. And then now we have the new blue, the slaked gray. Slaked gray interior.
Slaked gray.
So many...
I will take any of those. Well, not the green, but any of the lighter colors. Because like my chair is kind of light gray, so I like the lighter colors.
Why'd you plant that in my head? No, I'm thinking, I just saw Black Mountain. I have Black Mountain, so I'm thinking, oh, Black Mountain. But, oh, man, you can have so many. There are options there to make one.
Yeah. And speaking of chairs, you dropped this in the chat as well that I missed it. Just going back to the talk about the R2 and R3. Rivian announced that the seats in the R2 will not be folding flat. They'll fold down like the back seats or the front seats. The front seats?
Yep. Front seats.
Well, are not going to be flat. Yeah. They won't fold. So that's kind of disappointing, but big deal. So it's on a little slight incline. That's fine. But, that's kind of my thought on it. Like, it's a prototype right now. It's not in production. They've made literally one of them. And that's what's going around. Two of them, maybe. And that's what's going around on these tours. Like, so they're allowed to change things, either for cost saving or, you know, it doesn't work with another feature. And who knows? You know, Rivian's been known to kind of flip-flop on things. So if there was enough outcry, maybe they'll add it back.
Yeah, it's, I wasn't too surprised. I don't think I would use it, to be honest with you. But I mean, it's a convenient feature to have.
Yeah. So
I get that. It's a prototype. I think some things are expected to change. I wouldn't be surprised if the side windows that pop out wouldn't get added. There are some things that Rivian said they would absolutely do, like the scroll wheels and the back window rolling down. But sorry, my dog's barking. There's someone in my front door.
Oh, fun.
But this is a perfect kind of ending to it.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Yeah, so what are we talking about? I'll kind of do a summary here. Travel Kitchen. Yeah. 24.27 software update. Audible and Apple Music. Check out Zach's playlist. I'll put this in the description. We have the EDV production. RJ met with the Lucid CEO and Ferrari CEO. EDV production was paused because of a part shortage. Talked about some of the corporate officers leaving, chief officers leaving. R3 port is now being added. We talked about our R3 chair, and then the R2 and R3 seats will no longer fold flat.
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. So next weekend, our next show, we'll probably have a lot to talk about because I will have many, many things to discuss about the new R2 and R3 after being able to see them in person, as well as the rest of the Electrify Expo. There's a lot of demo drives going on. So I'm kind of hoping that maybe Lucid is there. I can't wait to try that out. I know it won't be the Gravity, but I will want to drive a Lucid Air for sure. So, get some thoughts on that. Maybe the Polestar 3 and or 4 will be there as well. So I can't remember if Polestar was at the last Electrify Expo, but
I don't think they were.
But Volvo's there, so
right. Maybe Volvo. I think they brought the EX30. I know. Oh my gosh, what the BST? They brought the Polestar 6.
Yeah.
Was
yeah. I'd like to see that in person too. So. I don't know. It's going to be a lot of fun and see some of the modded cars. I know that Tesla usually has a huge showing in the mod scene there. So see what wacky cyber dumpsters, I mean, cyber trucks I'm going to see. And yeah, just see what else we can dig up. It'll be fun.
Yeah. Alrighty. Well, this is perfect. There's a dog waiting on me. They're like, oh my gosh, the doorbell. Mm. But yeah, this was awesome. Right. So part two, episode two.
Yeah.
This was glad. I'm glad audio's a little better. Hopefully this video goes out. Again, if you see this, that means the premiere for gods have blessed me. But yeah, thank you guys so much for watching. My name is Isaiah.
I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to us, and I'm glad we can come in under the hour and a half, or an hour and a half this time. Oh, as opposed to two. So
this is perfect. Yeah, this, I think, is a perfect yeah. time. 1:30.
Yeah. So thanks for listening to us, everybody, and we'll catch you all next week.